Did you ever hear it called Don't Go Jason Waterfalls?
Is this Matt Hamilton?
So I kind of just thought of this question on the spot. So it needs to be workshopped a little. I'm not going to lie.
That's the famous Matt.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly. Oh, snap! What's up with that? What's up with that?
What's up with that? I don't know what kind of show Primetime Warshine thinks that we do here, John Audius. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light. Ryan basically hops on and says, Jason's in the car with his family. I'm like, what are you? So what, I can't swear? I don't understand what was going to happen otherwise. No. Jason's making the drive from Green Bay to Milwaukee. I made the drive from Madison to Milwaukee and now back to Madison. So, Jason, I'll ask this. The roads actually were fine, especially on the way back for me. How's the ride for the Wilde family?
Well, it's going great. You're on headphones, okay. So if you choose
let it
to use
fly.
Any colorful
all right.
language, I've having listened to the great job John does calling Badgers volleyball games, which I have a big Badgers volleyball fan in the car with me. I love the fact that he's so on top of his game without using profanity, unlike you, Jim. So no, I think we're in the clear. The roads are good. Paul is handling the drive, and we're on our way to gymnastics or her volleyball match. Tomorrow she's in a tournament, and then next week both girls are in a gymnastics meet. So we're doing a lot of driving. Hopefully the weather holds out for us.
We're in the thick of it. Now, to be honest, I'd be worried about you swearing if you were driving, especially with the roads being, you know, at least in theory.
You're damn right.
Yeah. You definitely get that. That's when you get the most swears out of me. Usually if I'm solo in the car, I mean, I'd say things to make a sailor blush if I get, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But if once the family's in, then you got to lock it back,
lock
it back in together. Yeah. So on that note, Jason, what's the what kind of take your temperature on the game? How many cuss words are going to be coming out of Packer fans' mouth on Sunday afternoon when they watch this game?
Well, the good news is that there's no real cuss words coming out because of the injury report, right?
True.
I mean,
yep.
Jordan Love is off the injury report. Malik Willis, who obviously you hope won't have to play anyway if you're a Packers fan, but both those guys are cleared. They're, if not 100%, they're at least full go for the game. They both were full participants yesterday and today. So, you know, to me, what's going to be interesting, and this will obviously factor into whether Packers fans enjoy their experience or not, is how are these quarterbacks going to play? Like, Jalen Hurts suffered his concussion a month ago, I think on the second or third series against Washington. Dude's thrown four passes in a game in a month. Jordan Love, even though he's off the injury report, he did bang his elbow, and he did say on Wednesday anyway that while the numbness had subsided in his throwing hand, his elbow was still sore. And if we're being honest, Jordan Love has not been the most accurate quarterback during the last several weeks to begin with, and now he's dealing with an elbow. So, you know, that is just one of many of the aspects of this game that I think are going to decide who goes on, in the Packers' case, to Detroit, or in Philly's case, on to the next round, or if it's, you know, season's over for one of them.
We were talking to Tauschon Wednesday, and one of the things he said that he was
looking... I'm sorry.
it's fine. We made it through. One of the things that he said was going to be key to this game was which running back will have the bigger day will help determine the winner. So in your opinion, which running back do you think will have the bigger day? And is that answer as obvious as it maybe I think it is?
Well, I mean, first of all, I would never say that that's not a insightful, smart take. I don't know, though, if the team whose running back is the most productive will necessarily be the team that wins the game, right? Like, Josh Jacobs could somehow have a really productive day, but if Jordan Love throws a critical pick, they could very much still lose. Or if the Packers' defense, frankly, has as much trouble as they potentially could with an offense that has a 2,000-yard rusher, that has two really good wide receivers, both of whom are banged up a little bit, that has a really good tight end, that has a fantastic offensive line. I'm really, look, when it comes, obviously it's the playoffs, so you know it's two good teams, but I'm fascinated by this matchup. Like, you know, there's part of me that thinks that the Eagles, on paper, are just the far superior team, and yet we all know that the games aren't played on paper. And so You know, I think I read this right, again, in this, you know, where we don't fact check anything anymore in the world. I don't know this for sure. But
especially on Facebook,
I think, good thing that's my only source of news.
I'm going to community note you. I'll community note you on this, so go ahead.
I would appreciate that. That would be great.
Okay.
That the Eagles and Lincoln Financial Field changed out their surface this week. They, like, put in new sod, I think. I was talking about it with Keyshawn Nixon, because Keyshawn Nixon is still mad about how crappy that field was in Sao Paulo. And so I thought I had seen that they had changed out their surface in Philly. But, again, community notes, audience can correct me on that.
I'm on it right now. I'll let you know here by the end of the interview.
All right.
Isn't that Wollersheim's job? What does he do?
I don't know. He's on his phone.
I'm on the computer.
Oh, sorry. Just made that up.
Nerd! Jason, I agree with you, this game, that, like, if it's the playoff game, the blowout is the least likely scenario that I think the Packers... I basically keep on saying like this. I think they're going to cover, which means they got a chance. Which means, like, this game at some point is going to feel... They're going to have opportunities to change the trajectory of the game. But we asked this question. I was kind of surprised by the answer. We asked, are the Packers better today than they were to start the season? And I said, you just take away Christian Watson and Jerry Alexander, and also Reed has been the non-existent for the last 6-7 weeks. That I'm so, and then Jordan Love's got an injury. I can't sell that they're a better team than they were in week one. Edwin Cooper's a nice add, but then you look at Philadelphia, and they added Cooper DeJean, and Mitchell's gotten better throughout the year, and they've stayed healthier. So even if Green Bay is better, I think Philadelphia has also increased dramatically from week one. But I think the Packers, at best, are a similar team, because Jair, he's a good player, and he mattered in that game. And so did Christian Watson is a deep threat that they don't have anymore.
Yeah, and you're right. They both mattered in that game, right? Jair had the pick. Watson had one of his two touchdowns this season in that game. You mentioned Reed. Reed had a 70-yard catch and run for a touchdown?
Huge game.
And he's been largely MIA as well. And he talked about it this week. It's going to be one of my three things to watch in the State Journal on Sunday. Like, they need him, and especially now without Watson, like, they need him to be an impact player. And I remember talking with Reed during training camp, and Rob Domofsky, our good buddy from ESPN.com, had talked with a couple of scouts around the league who told him that they thought Jaden Reed could be a 100-catch guy this season. He finished with 55. Mm. He finished with fewer catches than he had a year ago as a rookie.
Wow.
So, you know, they obviously, without Watson, they need him to be a difference maker. But they need all those guys, right? I mean, they need Dontavian Wicks, who I think quietly has completely resurrected his season. Like, there were people was it the Lions game where he dropped three balls? There was one game where he dropped three passes and people were ready to run him out of town. And I just think he has steadied himself just quietly the last 6 weeks. He's been the most reliable receiver that they've had. I mean, you know, if you look at Romeo Dobbs, he's disappeared at times. And I'm not talking about when he didn't show up for work and nobody knew where he was earlier in the year. Like, you know, Tucker Kraft, who has been fantastic for much of the year, but, you know, he hasn't gotten the ball as much lately. So, you know, I'm really eager to see what this offense does, because this is a really good defense, number one ranked defense in total defense, number one against the pass, I think number two in scoring defense. But it's worth pointing out that the Packers defense ain't no slouch either, right? They were fourth in takeaways, fifth in yardage, sixth in scoring. And I don't think they've had a top 10 defense like that in both departments since Dom Capers. So I think this is going to be really interesting. I'm eager to see how it plays out. But, you know, I'd be lying if I said that I thought the Packers were going to win. I can see a way they can win, but I think they got their work cut out for them.
I am right on there with you. I'm not picking the Packers to win this game, but my thought process here, Jason, is if you can start the season and have a good enough game plan to be right there at the end with the Eagles, why can't you, at the end of your season, come up with a pretty much another game plan to compete with the Eagles again? So although I don't think they win, I'm starting to lean more to the side that I have the feeling it's going to be competitive, and it's based, you know, kind of off what I just said, that, hey, if you can do it one time, why can't you game plan and compete with them a second time?
Yeah, and any given Sunday and all that other good stuff. But the fact of the matter is, to going back to Jim's point, that I think the Eagles are a more improved team than the Packers are. They both, you know, obviously went through the 17-game journey, but you look at the pieces the Packers are missing, you look at the way the quarterback is playing, as opposed to last year, like, Jordan Love was outstanding in the regular season finale. He was 27 of 32 for 316, two touchdowns, no picks, 128 passer rating. Even before he hurt his elbow last Sunday, that is not how he was throwing the ball. That's not how he was against Minnesota. As you well know, John, being the Vikings fan that you are, we've got a Vikings fan and a Bears fan hosting the program. What a world we live in.
In a Packers playoff week.
Exactly. Where's Hamilton when you need him? But curling. The fact of the matter is that exactly. I figured it was either that or drinking a Coors Light. It's usually one or the other with him.
Or both, but, to be honest.
Well, or simultaneously, maybe. But again, this is, to me, this is not a toss-up game. This is the Eagles are clearly the better team right now, but they are also clearly the team with the most pressure on it. Like, and look, I had some time with LaFleur today, one-on-one, and he is, for as much as I felt like he was tight for the Lions game and for the Vikings game, he felt really loose today. And I know, you know, they had, at practice during the media availability period during stretch, I was still on the air with Tausch, but he was yucking it up with Domofsky and Phil Huber, and then talking to him this afternoon, like he did refuse to shake my hand because he said he didn't want me to get him sick. And he's the one who's even sicker than I am right now. So I don't know what the protocol is there, but he sounded worse than me. And I know I don't sound great. So, look, he seems like he's in a good place. I don't think they feel like they've got anything to lose, not to the extent that they felt that way last year, but certainly less pressure than Nick Sirianni and those guys do. After going to a Super Bowl and then cratering last season, I mean, I'm not saying that Nick Sirianni's going to get fired if they lose this game, but I wouldn't be surprised if they made a change, right? So there's way more pressure on Philly.
I want to ask you a question from earlier in the week when Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love didn't have a lot to say really about Love when they closed down practice and nobody saw that he threw, and he's like, yeah, my hand kind of hurts, really, you know, one-word answers. What was that all about? Why were they trying to be so coy?
Yeah, I don't know, especially considering yesterday you were able to the reporters were able to watch practice. He was a full participant. He was full participant again today. Like, I don't know, maybe to plant this, you know, Tausch's theory was it was planting a seed, you know, for the Eagles to not know exactly what to expect. But, like, I was going to say, you know, there was a play even before Love's elbow injury where they put Malik Willis in the game at quarterback just to give the Eagles something to scout, right? I mean, you guys saw that where, you know, I think he did a quarterback draw. I don't think he handed off. But it was like a 2-yard gain. So it's one more thing for them to think about. So if they were, I don't, you know, again, I think Matt LaFleur is a really good coach. I think he's a really good offensive schemer. I'm not sure he's the best when it comes to gamesmanship and keeping the opponent guessing.
Jason, you mentioned, I looked into this because you mentioned that the 2010 team, that they won their last two games and they played well with Flynn, a quarterback, before that. And Aaron Rodgers was having an all-pro type year. And they carried momentum into the playoffs. Last year, Packer fans, rightfully so, are like, we're the team nobody wants to face. We're coming in hot and carried for the game. So it's hard for me not to just assume the inverse this time of, like, they're not coming in hot. And they are coming in injured, and they are coming in off of two bad games. And so, to me, that's the biggest tell of why, if anything was going to go weird in this game, it'd be against the Packers, because they're coming in not playing like the team. Is there something to this idea of, like, if you believe in momentum, when it works in your favor, you got to believe in it the opposite way, too.
No doubt. And Matt LaFleur completely disagrees with you. Because I know that when they were rolling last year and won 6 out of 8 and won 3 in a row, he was talking about momentum. And then when somebody asked him this week if he believed in momentum, he said no.
Never heard of that.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Mo what? So, yeah, I mean, look, he's doing what's best for his team. I get that. But here's my belief about momentum. Like, to me, what momentum really is evidence that supports the confidence you have in yourself and your team, right? So yeah. Everyone can say they're confident, and I think you can be, right? I would hope you would be. Certainly, if you're playing in the NFL, you better have confidence, because otherwise you're going to get eaten alive. But even the most confident athletes from, you know, middle school to the pros, you want to have success that then authenticates your confidence. Because you can say you're confident, but if you're playing poorly, it's hard to be confident, right? And so if you're looking at the Packers and comparing them last year to this year, which I made the mistake of doing with LaFleur earlier in the week, and he's like, I hate it when you guys compare. I respect the question, though. No, you don't. You hate the question. But the fact of the matter is that they are coming into the playoffs in a completely different fashion. They're, you know, winning three in a row, even if you thought that their win over Carolina last year, where they blew the lead and then held on for dear life, was an impressive win. Like, still, you felt really good about them not being a team people wanted to play. And I just don't think that's the case this year. And so, you know, can they conjure up productivity and good defense and confidence and all the things you need to be the seventh seed and win a game like you did over the Cowboys last year in Dallas? Absolutely they can. Will they? If they do, I won't say that I'll be shocked, but I would admit that that would come as a surprise to me.
All right, so this is the closest I can get to community noting the field turf. In 2023, they changed their surface to grass turf, kind of like the Packers. They and the Packers, I believe, are the only two teams in the NFL that have that type of hybrid type. Yeah. You know? But I do get on X, and according to this guy, David.
Oh, this guy.
Whenever I'm on here, I don't know what's true or not. David,
that's how community notes work.
Malindra Jr., a sports reporter, he says in his bio, says, a few minutes ago on NBC Philadelphia, and this is from the 5th, NBC Philadelphia, they showed a live shot of Lincoln Financial Field of the turf being ripped up, so it looks like there'll be a new playing surface for the wild card game on Sunday versus the Packers. And then later on the replies, he says that they changed the playing surface 2 to 3 times a season. So, I don't know. So there you
well,
go.
As long as it says that his bio, we have to trust him, since anybody can buy a blue check nowadays. You know what? I'm an astronaut.
Yeah,
I've been watching these documentaries. I'm really excited about my next trip to Mars.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, at least the former quarterback of the Packers believe is just doing some Googling, is researching. You're just you're an expert in all things medical. So
I can't believe you'd throw Lynn Dickey under the bus.
Yeah, right. That's just how the world works. Just Google, call it research, and you're an expert. So
yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, Jason, thanks so much for the time.
All right, guys, take care. Be good.
All right, drive safe. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. I want to tell everyone about J&K Security Solutions. Jeff and the whole team at J&K Security Solutions are going to protect your home or business, and they're going to do that because they have been in business for over 40 years. They're a veteran-owned, family-owned, and locally-owned business. So if you want to protect your home or business, make the call to J&K Security Solutions. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, ESPN Madison on YouTube, and Wisconsin On Demand.